This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, October 27. Longing for home. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 47. Jacob lived in Egypt 17 years, and the years of his life were 147. When the time drew near for Israel to die, he called for his son Joseph and said to him, "If I have found favor in your eyes, put your hand under my thigh and promise that you will show me kindness and faithfulness. Do not bury me in Egypt, but when I rest with my fathers, carry me out of Egypt and bury me where they are buried." "I will do as you say," he said. "Swear to me," he said. Then Joseph swore to him, and Israel worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. There comes a time in life when we need to know where our true home is. For many years, Jacob was a wanderer. Even when he settled in a place for many years, he did not think of himself as being at home. And when he finally thought he had come home, he was again uprooted by his long-lost son's invitation to move to Egypt. It would have been understandable for Jacob to give up hopes of having a home and to let circumstances determine where he focused his energy. But instead, as he prepares to die, he summons his son Joseph and extracts a solemn promise. In effect, Jacob tells his family, "Never forget where home is." Instead of merely living in the moment, he calls attention to God's promises and to God's ongoing work that goes beyond the present circumstances. Often we fall into the trap of settling in a place where God hasn't finished working in us. We settle for keeping up appearances or living the good life instead of reflecting on the ways God is redeeming us from sin and self. But our ultimate home is not in a vision for our future that says we've arrived in life. We've been created to belong to our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has prepared a home for us. Do you know where home is? Pray with me. Lord Jesus, thank you for giving yourself for us so that we can have the home you have prepared for us. May our lives reflect that our true home is with you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.